Welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are the romance scammers, who promise people relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their lives. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers.
In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, Joe Curry's scammer Mavis lays it on thick to Dick. Eldorado, that is, Joe Curry's alter ego. Will Dick Eldorado fall for Mavis's charms? It's the epic battle of Davin's Den versus Mbugu's Hut. So listen and enjoy.
Joe, you got anything for Sunday?
Yes.
All right, Joe, give me a break. Richard.
Wow, Richard. Richard, you're reinvigorating your relationship with Mavis, right?
Well, I think it's what my pal had to say to his woman. That
I'm a very good imaginary wingman.
That Dick feels that maybe Mavis doesn't like him.
Oh,
or doesn't
yeah.
have feelings with it. And boy, did she come on strong.
Oh, excellent.
And my Magnus has a big mouth.
Yeah.
Well, she starts off, "Hello, Dick."
That's how I start off when I see Joe.
You don't get as nice as she does.
I hope not.
I am sorry for not writing you. I have been having, having a busy and bad time with the estate. That's her father's estate.
Agnes knows nothing about this money she's coming into.
Yeah.
Yeah. I hope
check your other account, stupid. Yeah.
It could be another hacker working on it.
No, that's what I thought. I thought it was two different people. You thought it was the same person.
Yeah, I think it's two different people.
Or at least two different teams.
But I don't know if it's two different. It could be the same because they really, I mean, after you mentioned the fact that, you know, I felt that she didn't like me, she's really going, you'll see that she's really getting hot.
I think they yelled across the cafe, "Hey, stupid, pick it up."
Yeah. Hey, get your bone out of your ass and get a step in.
Meanwhile, in the States, "Hey, stupid, did you call?"
That's really what it is. Yes. Joe, did you talk to Mavis yet? No, no, you've been busy. Get on it, asshole. Yeah,
here in the Davin's Den versus Ubungu's Hut.
Ubungu's Hut.
It's not
a podcast. It's a radio show.
They have to show this in split screen, and there's like you two, and there's a black version of you
God,
two.
Oh, God, how funny is that?
It's Team that Dan versus Team Ubungu.
I hope you are fine. I have been thinking about you. I hope you get that man caught and get Mr. Kitty good food.
Mr. Kitty?
Yeah, well, because what happened was...
he's Mr. Whiskers.
Well, this is her. She's stupid.
She's falling for this shit.
And my last email, what happened was because I was in the hospital with gangrene on my arm, nobody was feeding Mr. Whiskers, so I found Mr. Whiskers almost starved to death.
That's true.
That's true in our fake world.
In this little world. If I was to be much closer to you, I would have taken care of him. Miss you both. How is your wife's estate? I hope your arm is good. I love you because you make me look forward to each day. You're my everything. A dream come true. Boy, you really sunk the point.
Wow.
Jesus Christ.
I'll tell you what. If this was real, you'd be getting a blowjob right now.
Probably, yeah. You're my everything.
Look at you stroking the mic stand. She'd get excited about this.
Calm down, Ruth.
Rosa.
Well, Rosa's going to grab anybody's junk, you know.
Really. Certainly will. I like Rosa. I like the imaginary woman I've created that likes me.
Press receptionist.
Like Dr. Frankenstein.
You have a receptionist in a law office, for Christ's sakes.
Show some decorum.
It was good enough for your mother. It's good enough for imaginary Rosa.
Bring my mother into that.
Secretary.
My dead mother a slut?
No! I'm talking about the fucking... I'm not calling your dead mother a slut, you asshole. I'm talking about their professions.
Okay.
The receptionists are...
Yeah,
the secretaries are nice, nice ladies.
I'm not... You are a terrible human being.
Holy smokes.
I would not do that.
All right.
Oh, Lord.
I didn't think you would.
No, although if it would get us ratings, maybe. No, I wouldn't do that. That's not what I was going. You spoke about her so dismissingly, like she's a receptionist in a law firm, like you dismissed Rosa's job. So I was defending Rosa.
Okay.
As somebody should.
Yes. Thank you.
See if I try to hook you up again, asshole.
Sorry. Well, you did a good job on this.
I certainly did.
Yeah.
You're my everything, a dream come true. There are no words to express what I feel for you. I'm sure there's not.
I'll be there for you. These five words I swear to you. If you mail it to Western Union, I'll be waiting for you.
Green gold, I'll be there for you. There are no songs as beautiful as the music that fills my soul.
I think the one I sang was pretty damn good.
Who's writing this? She is or you?
Somebody's got cut and paste.
Somebody's got cut and paste. As soon as I read this, I was thinking that too. There are no roses as lovely as your smile. Nothing moves me like you do. Holy shit. There are no days brighter than the days I spend talking to you. You're my light in the darkness. There could never be words strong enough to express my love for you. I love you. All right, lady, we get it.
Wow.
Read it all. If it's all like that, we get it.
No.
She's moist.
I love you with my body, soul, and mind.
That's funny.
Wow.
There's the body.
Really. Yeah.
You're my everything. I love you so much, honey. I want to start saying that I miss you, and you have no idea how much I love you.
I think I got an idea.
Yeah, really.
How much is that estate worth again?
I know you don't need another reminder because I tell you 1,000 times a day of how much I love you. But
she disappeared.
I know.
Yeah, it's like what? Which playbook did you get this shit from? Because that has nothing
to do
with.
She's like Flory. Flory was all over the map.
Yeah.
Oh God. Yeah. Maybe they get somebody new to sit in.
Yeah, I think so.
We're hiring.
Yeah.
We're hiring.
The new kid.
Did a hippo wash up into your living room? Do you need to earn some extra bucks? Come to the cafe and scam stupid Americans.
Is your living room covered with pythons?
You're going to love this guy. He's going to lose a fucking limb.
Go for it, kid. I tell you.
Okay. Look for the gonna label.
When you were scamming.
A schmuck desperate or asshole.
I tell you 1,000 times a day how much I love you. But I do, and that is my only way to show you. I love the 100 ways you show me how much you love me, and I know my...
Hold on. I've only caught awful poetry. What other ways are you showing? You can't even send a picture.
You can barely feed your damn cat.
Asshole. I just read 3 paragraphs of utter horseshit, and you stopped the clock at this small little paragraph.
I've had enough.
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.